वासुदेवेन्द्र योगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदम् गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणाम् हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते. So last class, I said the entire Vedantic teaching, it presented in the nutshell in the Sattvabodha. There is the teaching given such a way that all the topics discussed in the Upanishads are given in a nutshell in this textbook. So first we saw the all four qualifications required for the jnanam. As I said, attainment of knowledge is very easy. The preparation needed for the jnanam alone is difficult. That is why the very first topic of Hattabodha is the qualifications. What should be the condition of the mind? That mental disposition required for jnanam presupposes the fourfold qualifications. And the next important topic is the individual, what an individual is essentially. How can you understand what an individual is essentially? It's beautifully analyzed. So we saw. So individual is nothing but a composite of anatma and atma, and atma is abstract, formless reality obtaining pure knowledge, which is arrived as the swarupam of the knower, implied by the term atma. And apart from that abstract, formless reality implied by the term atma, what is the anatma? Anatma is the matter in the form of physical body, mind, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions. These are the different aspects which constitute the individual. And here, distinguishing this atma from the anatma, understanding the fact that anatma being non-different from, non-separate from atma, is understanding of an individual, which also we analyzed. And later on, we saw how the whole jagat also nothing but matter. And for which there's a prakriya presented here. There's Brahma. Brahma is ended with the shakti, maya. And from that maya alone, all subtle elements originated. And from how all the elements are ended with the threefold aspects. Sattvic, Ajasic and Tamasic aspects. And Sattvic aspects alone result in the formation of subtle powers and the Antahkaranam. And we understood that how all the powers are, all subtle aspects are, in fact, nothing but Sattvic, Ajasic aspects of the reality. And finally, we understood how the gross elements are formed and how the tamasic aspect alone, aspects of subtle elements alone become grossified into gross elements. Then from these gross elements alone, the physical body has originated. Therefore, what is in Brahmanda is found in the Pindanda. So individual, whatever is there in the total cosmos is equally there in the individual. So individual is materially also non-different from the total universe, material universe, and of course spiritually also is one and the same. In fact, the material universe also is mithya. The material body, mind, sense complex is mithya. This relative difference is found only in the part of the material forms, names and functions. But essentially, the Atma, otherwise implied the term Brahman, is one and the same. That was actually understood earlier. And today we have to move on to the next topic of oneness of the truth of the Jiva and Ishvara, or individual and the total. We have to talk today. We have to see the third topic. We already covered three important topics. We understood the devatas, indriyani, everything very thoroughly. So evam pindandayoho aikyam sambhutam. So physical body is a product of gross elements. Therefore, materially also individual is non-different from the whole. Of course, spiritually is also non-different, because spiritually is one and the same. We need to understand that. Look at the next sentence now. So, evam pinda brahmandayoho aikyam sambhutam. It means pinda andam means individual, and brahma andam is the total. Between the individual and the total, there is material oneness has been already arrived at. Materially, individual is non-different, non-separate from the total cosmos. The entire cosmos is nothing but elemental universe. The physical body mentions complex also is nothing but elemental. Now we are going to see the next sentence. Sthula sharira abhimani. I'm reading. Sthula sharira abhimani. Sthula sharira abhimani. Jivanamakam Brahma Pratibimbam Bhavati. Sthula Sharira Abhimani Jivanamakam Brahma Pratibimbam Bhavati. Sahayeva Jivaha. Saeva Jivaha. Saeva, like Saha, that Visarga followed by Ekara gets dropped. Visargaha followed by a long vowel gets dropped. Saha eva becomes saeva jivaha. Prakritya swasmat ishwaram bhinnatvena janati. Saeva jivaha. Prakritya swasmat ishwaram bhinnatvena janati. So, this 63rd sentence. Tattva Bodha defines the jivaha. What is a jivaha? We say individual being. Who is that jivaha? What is the jivaha? It is beautifully defined here. Who is jivaha? An individual being. Who is jiva here? Here we say, sthula sharira abhimani. Sthula shariram is physical body. Abhimani means abhimanam yasya saha abhimani. One who has identity with the physical body is abhimani. Abhimanam, identity. Abhimani, one who has identity. Abhimanam, abhimani. So the one who has identity or identifies oneself with this physical body, the one who is identified with the physical body, sthula sharira abhimani, jivanamakam. Okay. Is called jivaha, known as jiva. Jiva namaka means known by the title jiva, known by the name jiva. Who is jiva? The one who is identified with the sthula shariram is jiva. And who is that who is identified with this physical body? You know, what is that which is identified with the physical body? That is important. Brahma Pratibimbam Bhavati. Brahma Pratibimbam. See, Pratibimbaha means reflection. And Brahmanaha Pratibimbam is Brahma Pratibimbam. Reflection of the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. So, reflection of the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma is what now? Actually, Brahman is reality is implied with the term Brahma. And Pratibimbam is reflection here. So, reflection of consciousness. Reflection of consciousness alone. Here, identified with the Brahma, identified with the Sola Shariram, the reflection of consciousness identified with the physical body gets the title Jivaha, gets the qualific name Jivaha. What is reflection of consciousness? See, even though the textbook uses the term Pratibimba, I prefer explain it as manifestation of consciousness. What is that? Manifestation of consciousness identified with the physical body gets the name Jivaha. What is manifestation here? See, the knowledge of the existence of the self obtaining in the form of a thought in terms of I am. This I, leave the am also. Just say I. So this I, the first person singular pronoun. What is this I? I, the first person singular pronoun, which is expression used by every individual to refer to one's own self. And this I is expression of what? The first person singular pronoun I used by all the individuals to refer to one's own self is an expression. Expression of manifestation of knowledge. So manifestation of knowledge means when does knowledge become manifest? When the thought rises. A thought must rise only then manifestation of knowledge is possible. When the thought does not rise, there's no manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the manifestation of knowledge means the knowledge becomes recognizable only when the thought rises. When the thought is not there, the thought is not. Always reality in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge is always there. The pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, all pervasively, which is always there. But when does it become recognizable? Only when the thought rises. The thought is not there, consciousness is non-recognizable. The thought is there, consciousness becomes recognizable. Therefore, when the thought rises, we say that's manifestation of knowledge. When the thought resolves, again consciousness is what now? Non-recognizable. Therefore, we say, when the knowledge, the thought, the I thought. So, the first person singular pronoun, is expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. And which has to rise first. Then when you add am, it becomes knowledge of the existence of the self. It is knowledge of the existence of the self. In what form does it obtain? Knowledge of the existence of self obtains in the form of a thought in terms of I am. This thought rises, exists and resolves. The thought rises, there is manifestation of knowledge. The thought resolves, which there is no manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, and this is one of the subtlest aspects which form part of the individual. Like physical body, and we have internal sense powers, natural powers of organs of actions, we have physiological functions, all of them constitute what? Individual. And there, and one of the aspects which form part of the individual is antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is nothing but many thoughts put together constitute antahkaranam. And there, the first and the foremost of the thoughts which forms the mind, part of the mind. Antahkaranam is one of the aspects of individual. And that antahkaranam is nothing but many thoughts put together is antahkaranam. Of all the thoughts which constitute antahkaranam, one of the thoughts which forms part of the mind is what? I sense. Without the I sense, there is no individual human being. But I sense alone does not become an individual. And this I sense is distinct from rest of the thoughts which constitute the antahkaranam. And this, the I sense is distinct from the rest of these aspects which form the individual. And this I sense, which forms part of the individual, is identified, which is distinct, okay, is identified with the body mind sense complex, okay. So I sense is nothing but manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, cognition. It's a thought. And this, the source of manifestation is pure consciousness, which is Atma Brahma. Therefore, just as a source of wave is water, water is not the wave, but the wave is a thing but the water. Similarly, the consciousness, pure knowledge implied by the term Atma or Brahma is not I sense, but I sense is a thing but pure consciousness, essentially. Okay? Like how when you see your face reflected in the mirror, the original face is not the reflection, but the reflection is of this face. Similarly here, the I sense is nothing but manifestation of pure knowledge. So identity of the I sense must be with the pure consciousness instead of I being understood as the manifestation of knowledge. What happens? This I sense is one of the subtlest aspects of the one of I sense obtaining in the form of a thought, which is the first and the foremost of the thoughts, which is looked upon as a dead end of the mind. In fact, which forms part of the antahkaranam. The antahkaranam forms part of the individual. This I sense is distinct from the rest of the aspects of the individual. Unfortunately, is identified with the physical body. And that I sense identified with the physical body alone is, what is this I sense? I sense is nothing but manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the form of a thought. Therefore, it is said to be reflection of consciousness. And the consciousness is implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, Brahma Pratibimbam means I sense obtaining in the form of thought, I cognition, which alone gets expressed as the word I. And that I sense identified with the physical body gets the title Jivaha. So what is I sense? I sense is nothing but pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is not I sense, but I sense is nothing but pure consciousness essentially. And is identified with the physical body, is given the qualification title Jivaha. Therefore, this here says, who is Jivaha here? It is said here, Stula Sharira Abhimani, Jiva Namakam, Brahma Pratibimbam Bhavati. Brahma Pratibimbam Bhavati. Brahma Pratibimbam means reflection of consciousness. Reflection of consciousness means manifestation of consciousness. Just as the opaque thing which reflects the light is looked upon as the reflection of light, the thought, inert material thought, which shines in the presence of consciousness, is looked upon as the reflection of consciousness. Right? Manifestation of consciousness alone gets the name Jivaha, Jiva Namakam Bhavati. And Sahayeva Jivaha Prakritya. And the same Jiva, Sahayeva Jivaha. This Jiva alone, now you know who Jiva is. Prakritya naturally swasmat Ishwaram Bhinnatvena Janati. And here what happens? This I sense alone sees now itself as different from Ishwara. Swasmat Bhinnatvena Ishwaram Janati. And this I sense here is, I sense sees itself, sees the Ishwara as something different from itself. This Jiva sees the Ishwara, looks at the Ishwara as something different from itself. It means isolates itself from Ishwara. As individual different from Ishwara, sees the Ishwara as different from the Jiva. In the Jiva Ishwara Bheda, the difference between Jiva Ishwara is in the perception of the Jiva. Avidyopadihi. Next sentence. Avidyopadihi san atma jivaha ityuchyate. Again, jiva is further explained. Avidyopadihi san atma jiva ityuchyate. Now, this atma, what is atma again? The abstract, formless reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma. The pure knowledge, pure consciousness alone is implied by the term Atma. And this Atma is what? Pure knowledge is the truth of I, Swarupam of I, truth of the Antahkaranam, truth of every thought. So the truth of all the thoughts, where do the thoughts rise from? Where do the thoughts exist? Where do the cognitions resolve? That is actually pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is abstract, formless. And this pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone is implied by the term Atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. And this Atma is here. Atma, Jivaha ityuchyate, but avidya upadihi san. Avidya upadihi, so consciousness identified with avidya. Again, please understand, consciousness identified with avidya. Means avidya upadhihi. Avidya is the upadhihi. What is upadhihi? See, avidya, if you analyze your deep sleep state, you will know what avidya is. Avidya is the ignorance of the existence of the self and the world. Is total ignorance. Okay? The ignorance of the existence of the self and the world is avidya. And when do we experience that avidya? Only in deep sleep state. In waking state, there is knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. In fact, whenever there is knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, in terms of I am, the world is, then there is no total ignorance. There is partial knowledge is waking state. And partial, total ignorance is deep sleep state. So waking state is partial knowledge. In partial knowledge, if partial knowledge is there, it's a waking state. So total ignorance is there, it is deep sleep state. And when do you experience this total ignorance? Ignorance of the existence of the self and the world is when it's experienced in deep sleep state. And that ignorance is what? Avidya. Avidya is nothing but Sanskrit expression for the total ignorance. What is total ignorance? Ignorance of the existence of the self and the world. It is there or not. Ignorance is there or not. If you analyze a deep sleep state, deep sleep state is an object of, deep sleep state is a state of mind, a state of experience. And if deep sleep state is a state of mind, state of experience, and what is, when you say experience is, there is experiencer of the deep sleep state of mind, and experience implies two things. Experiencer and the object of experience. Experience is means there must be object of experience and there must be subject of experience also. Without involving two factors, subject of experience and object of experience, we cannot talk about the experience. And a deep sleep state of mind is a state of experience. And a deep sleep state experience also involves two factors, experiencer and the object of experience. What is the object of experience? In deep sleep state, there's no instrument of knowledge involved. There's no instrument of experience in deep sleep state. But still there is object of experience and there is an experiencer. And who is the experiencer? The experiencer is in deep sleep state. If there's no experiencer in deep sleep state, you cannot recollect the experience. You cannot talk about the experience that you did not know anything in deep sleep state. There is an experiencer in deep sleep state. That experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state is formless, abstract, subtlest. In what experiencer, there's no experiencer other than formless, abstract reality. So experiencer knower is a qualification attributed to what is in deep sleep state. And what is in deep sleep state is the pure, the reality, formless abstract reality. And it experiences Why does it experience? Experiencing, knowing is the swarupam, nature. Therefore, the knower experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state is nothing but pure consciousness, pure knowledge. This is the only way you can stumble upon the truth. This is repeatedly said. That is why Vedanta is, Vedanta Shastram can never be affected by anybody. There's no way of arriving at the reality. So there is experiencer. You cannot deny the existence of experiencer in deep sleep state. And who is the experiencer? The experiencer obtaining is the pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And the pure knowledge, pure consciousness is implied by the term Atma, which is the only source of all knowledge. Okay? The experiencer is consciousness. And what is experienced in deep sleep state? Because experience means there must be object of experience. And what is the object of experience? Total ignorance. What is total ignorance? Ignorance of the existence of the self. You do not know you are in sleep. And there is ignorance of the existence of the world. You do not know the world is. So ignorance of the existence of the self and ignorance of the existence of the world is said to be the total ignorance. And the total ignorance is experienced or not in deep sleep state. This object of experience is total ignorance. And whenever there's experience of total ignorance, simultaneously there's experience of bliss. And what is experience of bliss? What is bliss? Experience of absence of pairs of opposites is experience of bliss. That's what Pooja Swami used to say. Hey, if you want bliss, just fall asleep. Don't work very hard. I remember Swami's expression. Tungupa, you just fall asleep. You'll have experience of sleep, the bliss. Don't work very hard for a bliss. Okay? What is bliss? Experience of absence of pairs of opposites is bliss. And what should be there for you to experience bliss? Total ignorance. You knock yourself off, the world gets knocked off, and there's total ignorance. What is bliss? And now tell me, if you analyze the deep sleep state experience, there is, you talk about experience is, you cannot deny the experience because the very fact you are able to recollect your deep sleep state experience, isn't it? Itself is a proof that there is experience. So you cannot deny it. It doesn't contradict your reasoning. No, who can deny the experience of deep sleep state? There is deep sleep state experience. If you talk about the experience and are able to recollect the experience, means you must have been there as an experiencer. There is an experiencer. There is experience, which means there must be object of experience also. The object of experience is what? Avidya vrittihi sukha vrittihi. And avidya is total ignorance. And sukham is what? Bliss. They coexist. Total ignorance and bliss coexist always. Total ignorance is bliss. Now between the object of experience and the experiencer, subject of experience, what is the distance? You have to just think, what is the distance between the experiencer and the experienced in deep sleep state. What is the distance? There's no distance. Understand? That is why, that is the avidya. And experiencer is pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma, and experienced is total ignorance, avidya. And what happens? Because of the closest proximity, there's no distance between total ignorance and pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. There's no distance. Inseparable, just as the, you can understand the grossest example. Light, there's no distance between the illumining light and the illumined opaque. Similarly, there's no distance between the knower consciousness and the known total ignorance. And this consciousness in Atma, okay, is distinct from the knower consciousness, is distinct from the known ignorance, total ignorance. You must come with me every step, one by one. Just as the illuminator light, there's no distance between the illuminator light and the illumined opaque. There's no distance between knower consciousness and the known total ignorance. Just as illumining light, illuminator light is distinct from the illumined object, opaque, the knower consciousness is distinct from the known ignorance. Just as the illumined opaque is non-different from the illuminator light, the illumined, the known total ignorance is non-different from the knower consciousness. Is it clear? Very important. The knower consciousness is distinct from the known ignorance, but the known ignorance is non-different from the knower consciousness. Non-different means what? It has no independent existence. Being non-different means it does not have independent existence outside of the consciousness. Opaque thing, wherever opaque thing shines, it must shine only in the presence of the light. Opaque thing doesn't have independent existence at all outside of the light. Therefore, opaque thing always is non-different from light. Similarly, total ignorance. See, ignorance itself is very subtle here. You can't even explain. It is inexplicably subtlest is ignorance. No form. Ignorance is equally subtle. Imagine. It's a total ignorance. Ignorance of the existence of the self and the world is the subtlest matter. Ignorance is non-different from consciousness. Consciousness is distinct from the ignorance. Understand? And because of distancelessness, even though consciousness is not the known, the knower consciousness is not the known total ignorance. Subject can never become the object. Subject of knowledge is distinct from, different from, distinct from, different from the known ignorance. The known ignorance is non-different from the knower consciousness. Distinct, but still because of the close proximity, inseparable. That's what happens. The ignorance, the consciousness is identified with the ignorance in deep sleep state. And so avidya becomes the upadhi for the atma. Upadhi means what? Upadhi is that which throws its attributes, which transfers its attributes falsely to something which is nearest. It's called upadhi. So avidya becomes upadhi for the atma. And because it is, what happens? The mind, the whole mind is, mind is becomes upadhi for the atma. And waking state, even all the sense organs become upadhi for the atma. Physical body becomes upadhi for the atma. We'll understand upadhi better later on. Now, this pure consciousness implied by the term atma is identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex. Total ignorance in deep sleep state, and then the dream in deep dream state, and then waking state, a mind, pure consciousness identified with the mind, thereby identified with the body, mind, sense complex, is given the title Jivaha. Is it clear now? Pure consciousness implied with the term Atma, identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex, is given the name Jivaha. So who is Jiva? Jiva is nothing but pure consciousness implied with the term Atma. Atma is not Jiva, but Jiva is Atma. Why? Jiva is a new name attributed to Atma, identified with body, mind, sense complex. The same consciousness associated with the whole Jagat is given the title Ishvara. You're going to see later on. I'm going to just tell you in advance itself. How the only substance called H2O identified with the tiny form, name and function called as wave. A small form is given the name wave. Associated with the big form is given the name ocean. Jivaha and Ishwaraha are two different qualifications attributed to the only reality, abstract reality, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. The only Atma is given two different titles. Jiva title, Ishvara title. When is given each Jiva title? That is identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex. The same consciousness associated with the total is given the name Ishvara, the Lord. Is it clear? Now you have to distinguish the knower. To distinguish the knower, you'll find it what? Knower obtaining in deep sleep state. And the same knower is there in dream state. The same knower is there in waking state, which means the state of mind, the state of experience undergoes a change. That is the nature of the mind. All three states should be constantly undergoing changes. For one state of mind has to undergo change for another state of experience to be possible. Therefore, the states of experience change. The states of mind changes, undergo changes, but experiencer, knower, obtaining in each state of experience is the same. And who is the experiencer, knower, obtaining in deep sleep state? The same experiencer, knower, obtaining in the waking state of mind, waking dream state of mind, the same waker, same knower, obtaining in the deep sleep state also. Is it clear? The knower, there's no knower, knower of the waking state of mind, knower of the dream state of mind, knower of the deep sleep state of mind is actually abstract, formless reality. Abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, implied the term Atma. The knower is pure Atma. In fact, even the word knowledge, we say, why does this abstract, formless reality know? Why does it experience? Means, it is like asking the question, why does the sun illumine? Why does the fire burn? A burning is its nature. Illumining is the nature. Similarly, knowing is the nature of abstract, formless reality. In fact, abstract, formless, that is why you, in fact, you understand the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. If you search, who is the knower? Who is the knower in deep sleep state? You search, there is a knower. You cannot deny the existence of the knower. You cannot deny the existence of the knower. But who is this knower? You say formless, abstract. And that knower is none other than reality, implied with the term Atma. Okay? And we say, we use this term jnanam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, because of its nature of being conscious. Okay? And that knower is Atma. And this knower consciousness, which is implied, the Atma is, what now? Even the title Jivaha, when it is identified with individual body, mind, sense complex. And in fact, we are going to see later on, the same Jiva, as a knower obtaining in the waking state is called Vishwaha. The same Jiva as the knower obtaining in dream state is given the title Taijasaha. The same Jiva obtaining as the knower in deep sleep state is given the title Pragyaha. Three different names are given to only Jiva. Who is the Jiva? Pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the knower of the mind, knower of total ignorance, identified with the body, mind, sense complex, is given the title Jiva. And the Jiva is given three different names as Vishwaha, the waking state, Vishwaha, Taijasaha in the dream state, and Pragyaha in deep sleep state. You are going to see now. Okay? So Jiva itself is a qualification. And that who? Atma. So here, avidya upadhihi san atma jivaha ityuchyate. Now, therefore, this abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma, identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex, especially total ignorance, is given the title Jivaha, qualification. And the same Atma, same pure consciousness, formless, abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, implied them Atma, is given the title Ishwaraha, when it is identified with the Maya Upadhihi. Look at the next sentence now. Mayopadhisan. Maya upadhihi. Means mayopadhihi. Gunasandhi. Maya upadhihi. San. Atma Ishwaraha ityuchyate. Maya upadhihi san. Atma Ishwaraha ityuchyate. Now, what is Maya? Maya is also nothing but total ignorance. Total ignorance is Maya. Total ignorance is avidya. But total ignorance before the manifestation of the universe, total ignorance obtaining before the manifestation of universe is called Maya. And the total ignorance experienced after the manifestation of universe is what? Avidya. So this avidya, the total ignorance, the knowledge of the ignorance of the existence of the self and the world available for experience in deep sleep state is avidya. Now, imagine before the whole universe disappears in pralaya. Whenever we talk about pralaya, pralaya means total dissolution of the whole. Time disappears, space disappears, all the elements disappear, all the elementals disappear, all actions disappear. How exactly you are in sleep? If we want to understand what Maya is, please listen to me carefully. Before the whole Jagat becomes manifest, there is what is total ignorance. So to understand, you can never understand Maya. Maya has to undergo change for the universe to become manifest. One is universe is become manifest and we are all here as individuals. Already Maya has had to undergo change for you to be here as an individual. So how can you understand Maya? Isn't it? Maya has to undergo change for the universe to become manifest. And then only when the universe is manifest, we are all here as individuals. So you can't say, that's why you had to understand Maya only by analyzing your deep sleep state. How you are in deep sleep state? You are in deep sleep state, not knowing your own existence and existence of the world. So you will be in death. When death happens also, how you are safe and comfortable in deep sleep state. See, falling in sleep, you are not destroyed. In sleep, you are there and destroyed. You are, nothing happens to you. You are safe. You are just yourself in sleep. So also you will be in death. In death happens also, you will be just exactly how you are in sleep. So you will be in death. You are safe. The Mahapralayam takes place also when the whole cosmos becomes once in four yugas. Shastram talks about it, once in four yugas. Okay? You want a number of years? We had a big mathematical calculation. I'll talk to you later on. We're going to see all that later on. So once in four yugas, the whole Jagat becomes unmanifest also. You will be safe exactly how you are in sleep. That is why sleep is called layaha. Death is called pralayaha. And dissolution is called mahapralayaha. Laye, pralaye, mahapralaye. You are safe. Nothing happens to you. Okay, when laya, the world is as good as non-existent for you. When you are there, you're not knowing your own existence. So also in death also, the world is as good as non-existent for you, and you will be there safe, not knowing your own existence. So also in Mahapalaya, you will be there not knowing your own existence, not knowing existence of the world. How you wake up from sleep, so every time the Srishti comes, you will be coming back. After death also, you will be coming back. The individuality. Understand? Therefore, and the total ignorance before the manifestation of universe. Imagine the total ignorance with reference to the whole Jagat. The total ignorance with reference to the whole cosmos is given the name Maya. So Maya is nothing but a name given to the total ignorance with reference to the whole Jagat. Is it clear? You understand or not? This is the only way you can understand Maya. So don't think Maya is illusion, okay? Please never ever say Maya is illusion. Maya is another expression for avidya. And what is total ignorance? Total ignorance is nothing but the power of reality. The unmanifest power of reality is given the name Ajnanam. Suppose if the Ajnanam is the name for the unmanifest power of reality, now you can make out what is the name given to the manifest power of reality. Unmanifest power of reality is Ajnanam. Manifest power of reality is Jnanam. Is it clear? The power of reality unmanifest is called Ajnanam. The power of reality manifest is called Jnanam. And the source of the unmanifest and the manifest power is reality, which is pure consciousness. And the power of reality is inseparable, non-separate from its source. Is it clear? Now I tell you, and power does not have independent existence outside of its source. So source of the power is distinct from the power. But power is non-different from its source. Like illumining power does not have independent existence outside of the sun. The source of the illumining power, sun, is distinct from the power. The source of the burning power, the fire, is distinct from the burning power. The burning power is non-different from fire. Similarly, the power of knowing is what? Is the power of the reality. Swarupameva Shaktihi. The knowing power is the nature of the reality. So Swarupam, no, the power of reality. Reality is distinct from its power. But the power is non-different from its source. Which means the power does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, the inseparable, non-different power is given the name Mithya. The source of power is called Satyam. Is it clear? Source of power is Satyam. The power is Mithya. In fact, there is no such a thing called power other than its source. Therefore, it is called Maya. Let me tell you. Therefore, Maya is nothing but another expression for total ignorance. Which you have to understand the total ignorance by analyzing your deep sleep state. Then You can extend the same thing to before the whole Jagat becomes manifest also. And the entire universe is unmanifest also. You are there very much in Mahapralaya, exactly how you are in sleep. And there also there is total ignorance. And the total ignorance with reference to the whole cosmos is called what? Maya. And the consciousness implied by the term Atma, identified with this total, is given the name Ishwaraha. So Ishwaraha and Jivaha are two different qualifications, two different titles attributed to the one and the only Atma. What is Jivaha? Jivaha is Atma, identified with the individual body mansions complex. And what is Ishwaraha? Ishwaraha is the same Atma, same abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is implied by the term Atma, is given the title Ishwaraha when it is identified with the total. What is it associated with? Atma associated with the total cosmos is given the name Ishwaraha. Atma identified with the individual body mansions complex is called Jivaha. So before the manifestation also there is total ignorance, because it must be there. Power must always be there. So Maya Upadhi, you say. And this Upadhi, therefore the Jagat is, the total cosmos is Upadhi for Ishwara. And the individual body minus complex is Upadhi for Jiva. I'm going to explain to you the Upadhi again. These Upadhi is a word we have to understand very correctly. So the difference is only between Upadhis. Okay, just as the water is the only truth, given two different names as form and ocean and wave, in keeping with the forms the water is associated with. Water associated with the small form is called wave. Water associated with the big form is called ocean. So wave is ocean, wave is water, ocean is water essentially. Similarly, the consciousness, the Atma, associated with the total cosmos is called Ishwara. The same consciousness, Atma, associated with the individual body mind complex is called Jivaha. So Jiva and Ishwara are essentially one and the same consciousness implied by the term Atma. But Upadhis are different. The small wave is a small Upadhi of water. Ocean is a big Upadhi for water. Like that, the total cosmos is what? Total is Ishwara Upadhi. Fraction is individual Upadhi. So difference between Jiva and Ishwara is what? Only between the Upadhis. Between wave and ocean, where is the difference? Only in form, name and function, difference. Essentially, there is non-difference. Like that, between Jiva and Ishwara also, difference is only from the standpoint of form, name and function, the Upadhis. The standpoint of the essential nature, Atma, there is non-difference. Is it clear? That is why the very equation is possible. Tattvamasi. And the Mahavakyam is done. Any Mahavakyam. Mahavakyam is a statement revealing the identity between Jiva and Ishwara. Mahavakyam is a statement revealing the oneness of Jiva and Ishwara. Essential oneness of the individual and the total. So equation itself implies what? There must be non-difference. There must be difference. Only then equation is possible. From the standpoint of Upadhis, there is difference between Jiva and Ishwara. the standpoint of Atma, there is no difference. Just as the standpoint of water, there is no difference between wave and devotion. The standpoint of form and name, there is difference. So, upadhi drishtya, there is vedaha. The standpoint of the upadhis, there is difference. The standpoint of the truth, there is non-difference. So here he says, maya upadhihi. So the atma associated with the maya upadhi means total universe. The total is called Ishvara. And the same atma identified with the individual upadhi is called Jivaha. I remember, I will explain the Jiva again clearly. I'll do the upadhi word, I'll actually explain. I want to give you a few more things and I'll explain that to you. So already, in two sentences, an amazing fact is revealed. Only from the standpoint of upadhis, there is difference. So maya upadhi stands for the total. Avidya upadhi stands for the individual. How? I'll explain later on. Now understand, maya stands for total. Avidya stands for individual. So individual body maintains complex. Maya stands for the total cosmos. The standpoint of the material forms. Material forms, material name, okay, the forms, the names and functions, there is difference. The standpoint of upadhi, there is difference. The standpoint of the atma, there is non-difference. Evam, 66th sentence I'm reading. Evam, upadhi bedat. Evam, upadhi bedat. Jiva Ishvara beda drishtihi. Beautiful, made very clear. Evam, upadhi bedat jiva ishvara bheda drishtihi yavat paryantam tishtati tavat paryantam janma maranadi rupa samsaraha na nivartate. I'm repeating again. Evam, in this manner. Evam means what? Evam is an indeclinable expression which means in this manner. Evam, in this manner. Upadhi bhedat. Upadhi bhedat. Due to the difference in upadhi. Of course, there is difference in upadhi. Just as between wave and ocean, there is difference in the form, name and function called wave and ocean. Ocean is a big form. So the name ocean is different. The purpose it serves is different. Similarly, the form wave is different. The name is different. The function is also different. Therefore, there is difference is there between the upadhis. See, you cannot undo, you cannot change the difference, deny the fact about the difference in upadhi. Mithya upadhis, the form, name and function upadhi we say, which is mithya. That as long as the upadhi difference, difference is upadhi. Upadhi bhedat. Due to the difference in upadhi, what happens when the truth of the jiva, truth of the Ishvara, truth of the individual body, mind, sense complex, and the truth of the entire cosmos, which happens to be one and the same truth, but unfortunately, this truth implied by the term Atma, identified as long as the Atma is identified with the upadis, so long will there be this upadi bheda is attributed to what? Individual jiva ishvara bheda. So essentially there is no difference, but difference is between upadis. Upadi bhedas are mistaken to be the essential difference. Difference in upadi is mistaken to be the difference in upadi, essential nature. Why? Because essential nature, the reality, Atma is identified with the upadis, then Atma also is mistaken to be different. So it is, he said here, how long will one have to be in samsara? That is, he says, upadi bheda, due to the difference in upadi, the jiva and the Ishvara are also mistaken to be different from each other. A jiva and Ishvara are non-different. Water obtaining in wave, water obtaining in the form of ocean is one and the same. Only water, only substance. Similarly, the abstract formless reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness implied by the term Atma is one and the same reality of the individual and the total. But what do we do? Upadi Bhedat, Panchami Vibhakti. Bhedaha is a masculine noun. Akarantaha Pullingaha Bheda Shabdaha. Bhedat, like Ramat Balakat Bhedat. Bhedat, due to the difference. Bhedat means due to the difference in what? Difference in upadis. Upadi Bhedat, due to the difference in upadi, unfortunately, Jiva Ishvara Bheda Drishtihi. We also see the Jiva and Ishvara were essentially non-different, are also mistaken to be different. Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one, non-different. But this Jiva and Ishvara, who are essentially one and the same, is mistaken to be different because of the difference in upadis. So the author says here, Jiva upadi bhedat jiva ishvara bheda drishtihi. As long as there is erroneous perception of the jiva ishvara difference, as long as this erroneous perception of the difference in jiva and ishvara, because of the difference in upadi, as long as you see the jiva ishvara bheda to be real, jiva ishvara bheda is not there at all. This erroneous perception is meant by the word drishtihi here. As long as there is erroneous perception of the jiveshwara difference due to the difference in upadis, yavat pariyantam tishtati, yavat means what? As long as, yavat pariyantam, as long as it remains. Tishtati remains. What remains? Yavat Paryantam Tishtati. As long as the perception of, erroneous perception of duality, difference between Jiva and Ishvara, due to the difference in upadis remains, Tavat Paryantam, so long, Janma Maranadirupa Samsaraha Na Nivartate. The life of transmigration, Samsaraha, in the form of what now? Birth, death, etc. Samsara fraught with innumerable, countless births and deaths. The life of the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, known by the term samsaraha, na nivartate. Samsara does not go away. What does it mean? One cannot come out of this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths called samsara. It means you will be helplessly bound by this cycle of births and deaths, known by the term samsara. Whether you like it or not, you have to be born again. Whether you like it or not, you cannot die whenever you want to die. Okay? The birth will be there, death will be there. Death cannot be avoided once you are born. Birth cannot be avoided also equally once you die. So death does not bring an end to the end. Death is not an end of life. Birth is not a beginning of life. This life is a beginningless, endless cycle. In this beginningless, endless cycle of life, there'll be continuously births and deaths. In between births and deaths, there's experience of pairs of opposites also, which is completely, we do not have any say over at all. Helplessly, we will be, is it, bound by this limitation of being born again and again and again and going through pairs of opposites, again dying. That's why it's called bondage. See, our choicelessness, our helplessness alone, when you understand the helplessness, you can see how you are bound by the limitation of being born again and being subject to death again, and between birth and death going through pairs of opposites. The cycle of births and deaths, samsara, na nivartate, does not go away, means so long will there be samsara. So long helplessly, choicelessly you will be born again and again. Once you are born, you'll be going through pairs of opposites. Once that, then definitely death also will happen again. Again you will be coming back. Again you will be dying. Again you will be, you means what? You will be going through this experience of, every individual will have to go through this experience of birth, death, and in between pairs of opposites. It is not once, doesn't happen once and once. Come to an end. No, continuously it will be happening. How long? Endlessly it will be happening. How long? How long? Endless means how long? As long as Yavat Paryantam Jiva Ishvara Beda Drishtihi Tishtati. As long as you have the erroneous perception of difference between Jiva and Ishvara, as long as you differentiate, you see yourself being isolated from Ishvara, as long as you see Ishvara being different from you, as long as Jiva Ishvara Bheda is there, as long as in your perception, your understanding, Ishvara is different from Jiva, Jiva is different from Ishvara, so long will there be samsara. தாவத் பரியந்தம் சம்சாரக ந நிவர்த்ததே, ஜன்ம மரணாதிரூப சம்சாரக ந நிவர்த்ததே. ஜன்ம பர்த் மரணம் டெத், this samsara fraught with births and deaths will continuously there so long. How long? As long as you entertain this erroneous perception of difference between jiva and ishvara. Why? Really speaking, jiva and ishvara are one and the same. And why two different names? Two different names are given to the one and the only secondless non-dual reality, which is of the nature of knowing, the abstract, subtlest, formless reality, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone is implied with the term Atma. And Atma is one secondless non-dual. The same Atma is another term, Brahma is one secondless non-dual. And this one day reality is given two different names. So Jiva and Ishwaraha are two different qualifications, two different titles attributed to the only reality. But what is it as two then? What is it as two? Because of the difference in upadis. The difference is in upadis. The difference in upadi is mistaken to be the essential difference. Difference in essential nature. Difference in Atma. Why mistaken? Because Atma is identified with the upadis. And why Atma identified with upadis? Because of ignorance of the essential nature. Because there's ignorance of the essential nature, ignorance of Atma, and there is Atma is identified with the upadis, and because of difference in upadis, Atma also is mistaken to be what? Jiva and Ishvara also mistaken to be different from each other. And as long as this erroneous perception of the difference in Jiva and Ishvara is entertained, so long will there be samsara. Evam, next class, I will explain again upadhi. Okay? Now understand this. The upadhi is a technical expression. I'll explain to you next class. Evam, உபாதி பேதாத் ஜீவ ஈஸ்வர பேத திருஷ்டிஹி யாவத் பர்யந்தம் திஷ்டதி தாவத் பர்யந்தம் ஜன்ம மரணாதி ரூப சம்சாரஹ ந நிவர்த்ததே. So he says, there's no way of freeing yourself from samsara bondage of births and deaths unless and until you discover the non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara, and for which you have to discover the Atma. If you discover what Atma is, you understand the non-difference in Jiva and Ishvara. There's neither Jiva nor Ishvara other than Atma. There's no Jiva other than Atma. There's no Ishvara other than Atma. We'll see more next class.